This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Story number one.
All right, man. The country has spoken. They don't know anything about Georgia basketball. The country knows Gonzaga. They're a brand, and obviously Mark Few's record in the tournament is pretty impressive, other than not winning the big one. But he certainly gets out of the first round. And that's why Georgia is a 6.5-point dog. Over-under is 150.5. They are one of the highest-scoring teams in college basketball.
Yeah, basically this is just a mismatch, Mike. I think when it comes down to it, you'll hear what Clark Kellogg has to say about it coming up in just a couple of minutes. To me, this is a Jimmy and Joe issue, not an X and O issue, although Few is obviously the better coach here. You have your two guys in Asa Newell and Silas Emery Jr. They're really good players. They're good players in the SEC, but they're not at the level of the program that's been built at Gonzaga for the last decade plus under Few.
They've got guys in the post. This is where, I mean, honestly, and you touched about it, Blue Kane's got, I mean, these guys, there's no margin for error. You cannot, and I heard Andy and Randy talk about this today, and I was running around running some errands, and it's a great point. Steak brought it up as well on the Steakhouse. Georgia can't have one of those 4.5, 5, 6 minute patches where they don't score. They'll be cooked. Done. We saw it happen to Louisville today. Louisville, I don't know, say it properly, pronounce it properly. Creighton and Louisville. And Louisville got the margin down to 3 points, and then boom, boom, boom. Creighton bombs some threes, and then Louisville went to a scoring drought. They're trying to rally. But, yes, you need Silas Demery. You talked about it. You need everybody to just kind of all hands on deck. That goes without saying. But this is where Asa Newell needs to go show you are a lottery pick, because he's not. ESPN has him, like, outside the top 15. This is where Asa Newell needs to – you really need – and let's be honest, draft picks sometimes and resumes are built right now.
Yeah.
Even though you have, I know you have a career at Georgia, but this is where he can really elevate his game and get some people to notice.
If you're wondering where Georgia's been offensively recently, let's go back to the Missouri game a couple of weeks ago. 74, 70, 88, 83, 73, 79. So they're not a team that lacks for offense, but I think when it comes to this mismatch, Mike, I'm just not sure close game late. You got to give the edge to Gonzaga.
Well, that's just it. This is why I was banging on Mike White this year. I mean, they've blown leads. Look, I get it. It's a tough conference, but you've also got some pretty good recruits yourself. But you've not shown the ability to be clutch. And then you made that nice run. You beat Florida. You have beat St. John's, as they were learning their way earlier this year. You beat Kentucky. But you're going to need to be letter perfect. You really are, if you're Georgia. Story number two, what are the Falcons doing?
Story number two.
All right, man, we're waiting, and after yesterday's story from Josina Anderson that Falcons, they may be talking, and after the story dropped yesterday that it's a third-round pick, Then apparently, according to more sources today in the media, Falcons are contacting teams saying it's going to be more than a third round pick.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a.
So what the hell is going on?
Can you
blame the Falcons for this circus or not?
No, not this particular.
Just a reporter, maybe perhaps didn't get the story correct.
So this is a reporter, like a source off, basically, with Josina Anderson saying that the Falcons have received multiple calls about interest and that it could be as high as a third round pick. And then Jordan Schultz, the clown that got into a fight with Ian Rappaport a couple of weeks ago, basically saying that, no, it's actually the Falcons that are calling people and seeing what the value would be. So you have to decide who you believe here, basically.
Right. Now, look, I get it. If we could get a third round for Cousins, and I think at this point, just I don't care what it takes. What's the threshold? What's the pain threshold for the Falcons? You're willing to spend half of it, $15 million? To get him off the books, like I'll leave 15, you guys take 12, and give us a fourth round pick. But the idea that Josina Anderson perhaps maybe underscored what the Falcons are looking for, I just don't think you get a second. Matt Ryan went for a third. We're seeing star players going for less than that in trades this year. No first rounder's been traded prior to this draft.
No, for the first time in a long time. Yeah.
Right. So I think third is. I thought the most Falcon fans said third sounds about right. So I don't know if the Falcons said, oh no. Either way. It just never looks good when the Falcons – yeah, story drops. It's like, now the Falcons are contacting teams saying, no, it's more than
– No. No. Oh, by the way, Mike, we have a little bit of breaking news here.
All right. Then let's make this story number three.
Story number three.
Three.
Story number three.
Is breaking news.
Yes. According to John Heyman, the Braves have a new outfielder. They have agreed to terms with veteran Alex Verdugo on a $1.5 million deal, so you get him on the cheap. Played last season for the defending AL champion New York Yankees. They decided not to bring him back.
How'd he do? You're a Yankee fan.
He was very good in the outfield, started off the year hot with the bat, and then faded.
Okay.
So not exactly somebody that's going to come in and you expect to be a replacement directly for Ronald until he comes back, but he's definitely a good glove that could help in spot starts.
Big story yesterday was Schwellenbach looked amazing. If you didn't see it, between the Strider and Schwellenbach starts, I mean, it's about, 16 strikeouts between the two of them?
Yeah.
Giddy up.
He had 10.
So, we'll talk more about Schwellenbach coming up when we give you the Braves report later in the 5 o'clock hour. But, all right, so Alex Verdugo joins Kelnick, Jurickson Profar, and Money Harris, eventually Ronald Acuna.
Yeah.
Not hearing as much, I'm not saying positivity, as far as Strider came in, everybody's blown doors, it's, wow, he looks like he's ready to go. Haven't heard as much about Acuna's timeline.
No, you're right, and I think that has to do with Mike. This is number two.
Yeah.
This is the second big injury for Acuna. So I think that they're going to wait until they think that he's 110% before they bring him back. And I think if you put the bat in his hands now, he can go out and play today. That's what it seems like based on everything that we've heard so far and seen. But if I'm the Braves, I don't blame them. And that's why you make a move like this today, just to have another guy that can go out there, try to give you some quality at bats, and help the outfield rotation until Ronnie's 100%.
There is your daily download here on Dukes and Bell. Let you know what's going on. Brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. We're going to talk to a guy that we love every year, catching up with Clark Kellogg, and get his take on Georgia and the physicality in the low post and the scoring. Also, all the other brackets. As we mentioned, there's been a game which is pretty much decided already. Creighton all over Louisville. Purdue is only up by 10 over High Point. Wisconsin. Up by 10 right now. We'll give you more updates throughout the day, but the big one for most folks listening.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.